That's crazy. Yo, he said, "How you gonna tell me this kill isn't confirmed?"
Yo,
that's crazy. Yo.
So if y'all listen to the last episode, Al Petta, Spider,
this is crazy.
Hey yo, nah. So look, Alex was like, "Yeah, man, I got it." Now, if you heard the last episode, you know I'm not lying. Bro said he got it and all that. So we cut from last episode. We still in the car, y'all. About to record the next one. The man said, "Yeah, I think it's that." Yo, what do you mean? Bro, what do you mean? You thought it was that.
I thought we got it.
My God.
This guy goes, "How you know that kill ain't... How you ain't confirm that kill yet?"
Bro, like, what are you talking about? Yo, we back on the road. And the crazy... Nah, bro. The crazy part is the spider was crawling on his side at first, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then it started crawling back over, like, towards mine. That's when I got out the car.
I think it's three different ones, though, because I knocked one out the car.
You gotta stop playing.
I knocked one out the car with the shirt. We saw that.
Ain't no way it was three different ones. Where the fuck were we parked?
we were by a Wingstop.
Yo, we got food from that fucking Wingstop,
man. Hey, my food was good. I'm not gonna front. My food was good. I don't know what was in yours, but mine was good.
Nah, it just seemed like chicken in mine, but I tell you what.
It was probably, bro, it's New York City. There was something, probably like a bag or something. I don't know.
I don't know. We were by the sewer.
Yeah. But look, we're good. Actually, I don't see Jack. We're good.
Look, I don't see nothing.
Nothing's here.
But just for the sheer hilarity of it, yo, the man really, yo, Al really looked over and was like, "Nah, I got napkins." Yo, what do you mean you got napkins? This is a spider, not a croissant.
I got weapons. I got weapons.
You a wild guy.
I can fight. I can't fight a spider with my bare hands. With napkins, I can fight.
I feel you, bro.
And I don't got one napkin either. I got like 10.
Yeah.
I got a bunch. I saved these.
Hey, man. So, I'm Nico White.
I'm Alex Quo.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
All right. And this is the One Piece of Mind podcast.
Piece of Mind.
So, we're talking the most recent One Piece episode.
1076. Luffy beating Kaido. Final. So,
Alex, the floor is yours, brother. What did you think
of... One of the best episodes ever. That episode was wild. And you're bugging if you don't think so. The build-up.
Yeah.
The punch.
Yeah.
The flashback. The best part of the whole episode. Obviously, it was a struggle. Blazing Bagua versus... I forgot what he... Batarang? I forgot what he called that.
Bajrang.
Bajrang. Yes, that one. Mm-hmm. Which is really dope in of itself.
Yeah.
Luffy brings the punch out. Mm-hmm. And he's got Kaido by the chest.
Yeah.
He says, "You're not escaping this."
Yeah.
And Kaido's like, "Get your hands off me."
Yeah.
"Who you think I am? You think I'm gonna run from you?"
Right.
He said, "Bring it." And that's not to mention, Kaido's been fighting for at least 48 hours at this point.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He fought Big Mom for a day.
He fought Big Mom for a day, bro. And then I always think back about it. I'm like, his fights really started with the samurai.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, they fought him at full health. That's crazy. Uh-huh. But they did that. Uh-huh. And now it's like, man, the final conclusion, like, when Onigashima started dropping, I said, "Oh, shit." Uh-huh. This is cool. It's like, even though I read the manga, I be forgetting it sometimes. Like, when I'm in the moment watching it, I'm like, "Oh, shit." Like, when they decide not to expose the filler and really drag shit out, when they're really getting to it, that anime is great. My favorite part of this whole episode is that flat. Every time King is involved,
yeah,
I love it. King's just one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
But it's, the flashback with King, where he's like, "You know what? I think I know who Joy Boy is." Mm-hmm. And he's just like, "The guy who beats me." And as you see that shot of him getting shot straight into the ground, mm-hmm, he goes, "That's who Joy Boy." That is, come on, man. That's more satisfying than the Doflamingo win. That's more satisfying than the Crocodile win. Mm-hmm. The Lucci win. You name it. I loved it. That was great. Then you have the lanterns going up. You know, and when Orochi got killed, mm-hmm, it was like, get rid of Orochi, get rid of the snake. Mm-hmm. Then when Kaido's losing, it's get rid of the scary dragon. That was beautiful. 10 out of 10. What?
10 out of 10.
Come on now.
Did you cry?
Yeah, tears. Not tears. Tears. That was two days. Oh, my God. I teared up.
There you go.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I was telling Nico before the episode started, Waddle's been going on for like 8 years.
Yeah, man.
9 if you include the manga. But it's like, it's really been going on for the longest time.
Yeah.
Like, for the longest time, One Piece was Wano. Period. They were conjoined at the hip. That's what One Piece became.
Yeah. Y'all gotta remember that. We're talking about a saga. Even Whole Cake Island is almost part of Wano's saga.
Everything tied back to Kaido and Wano.
Yeah.
Starting with the New World, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And Kaido's whole thing of, I know who Joy Boy is. He's the one that beat me. That was great.
Amazing.
Momonosuke getting the courage to actually finally make the Cloud.
Actually, cloud joint. I didn't like that joint. Only because the filler ruined it. Because the filler had that going on for so long.
Right.
I stopped caring. I said, just drop the shit at this point.
Right.
I said, just drop Onigashima, man. You clearly don't want to do this.
Hilarious. Right. I think he did do it a lot faster in the
In the manga, yeah. But, like, you know, obviously they need to fill in the airtime. I can't do it. Then Toki flashback. I can't do it. Odin flashback. I'm like,
I thought the whole thing, the way that they animated Kaido being in his dragon form.
Dope.
Like being in his form under the lava and all that.
Oh, man.
That was different. I wasn't expecting that.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. People got mad with that fight because they say Kaido never awakened.
So, that ain't Luffy problem. And
I look at it as Kaido being awakened the whole time.
See, some people do, but I think that was just his hybrid form. And again, according to what we saw anyway, you had to die or get near death to awaken. So maybe Luffy just helped Kaido and Big Mom awaken, and God rest his soul if he did.
I find it weird that Kaido knows so much about awakenings, but he himself is not awakened. That makes no sense.
Hey, he could have got... Sometimes, look, a great fighter could get knocked out before they get to use their special move. Yeah.
Man. You know, so... I like to think Kaido put it all on the table. He put everything on the table.
Oh, that's fair enough, too. Maybe he wasn't awakened, bro.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I think he just had a pure mastery of his fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, going from the dragon to the hybrid back to the human form, like doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just had a pure mastery of it. That's what I genuinely believe.
I'm with that for him. I'm with that for Big Mom too. But truly, I don't think. Like for real, I just don't think they needed to do all that.
Yeah, you know,
and got beat before they got to go all out. Because Big Mom said, "Yo, I'm going to get up."
I don't think Big Mom went all... You know what's the... I think Big Mom only went all out one time, if I'm being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know when? When she was starving, and she, like, turned skinny,
mm-hmm.
and she was coming at them.
Yeah.
With Prometheus and Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scariest I've ever seen Big Mom. I think that was Big Mom going all out.
Yeah, without all her power, but yeah. I think, again... With that whole thing, I feel like Long Kid got very lucky. Thank God the ground was breaking.
They didn't get lucky. She didn't. It was a ring out. Like you said, that was a ring out. That was a ring out. Straight up. That was a ring out.
We going north, right?
Yeah, this is up. Right. Going up.
If you could, you can make a left on 1, 2, 3, 2.
On 16, I got you.
I can't wait to record
you, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, man. No spiders, so we're good.
Never commit a crime with Alex. You're going to kill some spiders.
I'm going to murder. Mark they ass.
So now, when it comes to that episode, I thought they did a really good job, man. And I feel like you said, the ending was just cathartic.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? Being able to see the Lancers go up, everybody getting the thing that they wish for. But now, and spoiler alert for all you folks not caught up with the manga. Man, what we about to get, though...
I want to see Shanks.
About to go into.
I need to see that Shanks fight.
Yeah.
Bro, the only thing I keep thinking of is Shanks.
God bless that. I need to see Galaxy Impact.
Sheesh, bro. I forgot about that.
I need to see that on double. I need him and Kuzan. I need that.
I'm going to need to see. And then Blackbeard and Law. Bro, there's so much.
Yeah.
And I always feel like the anime does those big moments so much justice. So it's like that. You love to see that.
And hopefully they get some context to some things. Like maybe we get to see a little bit of, you know, the Blackbeard Pirates leaving Whole Cake Island.
True.
All that type of stuff.
And hopefully, sometimes the anime will do a good job of cleaning up some of the minor plot points.
Yeah.
I need them to do a better job of explaining Yamato and why she's not with the Straw Hats.
I need them to do me the solid of like, yo, show me, like, just to take up the time, show me Garp heading over to, you know, what's it called? Heading over to...
Hachinosu?
Yeah.
We got that though in the manga though, didn't we?
No, Nike. We got that in the manga, but we just got him going over to what's it called? Be like, yo, we out.
Yeah, that was all we got. The one panel.
I want to see them like actually getting on the ship. Sailing to that motherfucker. Because it's like, what's your name? Because you know, over there, they read the title of the shit anyway. Yep. Before the episode gets started.
Yeah, spoil the whole thing before you jump into the shit. Yeah.
You know. But I'm really excited what we're about to see next. And we get Green Bull. And I think the anime gonna show out. Because I think those powers, you can make them look real, 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 real cool.
100%. It's just good to see One Piece not in Wano right now.
Yeah.
Wano is great. I don't hate it. But man, yo.
And Egghead ain't far behind.
It's like, man, yeah, it's...
Next 20 to 30 episodes, family.
And Egghead's not going to take 8 years, that's for sure. So that's going to be good, but...
With that being said, you give the episode a...
10 out of 10, man. It was perfect.
I'm going to follow suit and give it a 10 out of 10 myself. With that being said, this episode's a short bonus. Alex, where can they find you?
At the status quo, Q-U-O-W, that's me.
And you can find me at NicoWhite93. That's at NekoWhite93. Find me there on everything. And we got shows.
Yes, we do. The October ones?
We got October 5th in Hershey,
PA. October 6th in Hershey, PA.
October 6th in Hershey, PA. And October 7th at the
Newport, Rhode Island, Rogue Island Comedy Festival.
So pull up on us. I'm Nico White.
I'm Alex Quo. We don't fuck with spiders.
And this is the One Piece of My Podcast.
We out of here.
We out of here.